Being a police officer is often a stressful job. Officers are asked to step into volatile situations. These days, protesters across the country are also berating police for racial profiling, for being too quick to kill African-American males, and often for avoiding criminal charges. The Mex has led us to ask, what is it like to be a black police officer in Milwaukee, a minority-majority city, and with police under the microscope? Sharonda Grant shared her reflections with WUWM's Latoya Dennis. Grant is a sergeant with the MPD and also president of the League of Martin, an African-American police association.
For me, it doesn't change how I operate. And I don't think that it necessarily changes how a lot of officers operate out there, because we know that we're on camera. We know that, you know, if we don't have the body camera, that Joe Blow citizen or Jane Doe, they have the camera and they're recording us as well. But we still have to make sure that we're safe. And whatever happens in New York, whatever happens in wherever there is an officer-related death or whatever the case is, it's always going to be a reflection of the officers all over the country. Regardless if the regardless if it was good or bad, it's still going to be a reflection of us. So when I was in patrol, I just made sure to tell my officers, make sure you're doing what the standard operating procedure states for you to do. You know, make sure that you're following your training so that you don't get caught up. But policing has always been hard. It's never been, you know, a walk in the park. And if it has been a walk in the park, I mean, it's definitely not a walk in the park in Milwaukee.
Why not? Why do you say that? Why Milwaukee?
Well, if you look at the numbers, the statistics, last year you had 146 homicides. That's huge. You know, even though officers are getting guns off of the street, people are still getting shot and killed. And a lot of the reasons that people are making it right now, the individuals who were shot, is because of first, either, you know, officers are responding, giving them first aid, or they're getting sent to the hospital where the doctors are patching them up right away.
But I wonder, when you talk about these people who are getting shot and these people who are living and some who are dying, a lot of them look like you. Does that have any impact? Do you think about that?
And I grew up in Milwaukee. I grew up on 8th and Burleigh. You know where 8th and Burleigh is? Okay, so, and that was in the 80s and the 90s. You know, my mom was a single mom. My dad was just not in my life at all. And we grew up with, you know, a lot of issues, like just like financial stress and, you know, just a lot of that. So yeah, it definitely does have an impact on me, especially when I see young men and young women who don't know their value and don't know how valuable they can be to society or to their own family, you know? It always hurts. And every time I go to a house or every time I interact with somebody, I try to make sure that, you know, I leave a good impression with them and let them know, especially younger people, that you can be a police officer. I'm always out there trying to get African Americans, like, interested, who may not be interested in law enforcement, and especially the younger generation.
Why does it matter? Does diversity on a police force change outcomes in any way?
Diversity is important, especially when you are dealing with people's rights. Diversity is important, especially when you have authority over people. It's important to know why people act the way they do. You know, and if I grew up in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, or some other place in Wisconsin where there is a shortage of African Americans, and I've never interacted with African Americans, all I see on TV is that African Americans are bad. You know, and that's what the media plays into. They're violent. They steal. They're this. They're that. Because there's not a lot of positive images on the news. So if all I have are negative images of African Americans, and then I become a police officer in a city where, you know, African Americans make up 44% of the residents, and all I get called to are assignments where African Americans are calling the police, and it's about, you know, somebody getting shot, it's about someone being killed, or it's about a family trouble. That's going to play into my reality. Okay, well, that must be true. They must be bad. Let me just say this. I don't speak Spanish. So if I went to the South Side, there's a language barrier for me. I don't know what the culture is like. You know, I don't know if the young man over there raises his voice. It sounds like he's being aggressive to me, so maybe I may go hands-on right away. Maybe I don't, because I don't know what the culture is. I would have to immerse myself in that culture in order to understand what different people do. You know, and I think that that's something that we definitely have to have here with the police department, because I've been on scenes where a young man is telling me his side of the story and he's hitting his hand on his fist and he's, this is what happened, you know, something, something, blah, blah, blah. And he's hitting his hand on his fist. He's sitting down. To me, I'm like, okay, well, he's just passionate about his side of the story. I've done that too, you know, where my partner was like, man, you know, after it was over with, you see how aggressive he was? I'm like, aggressive? He's just passionate. So you have to have diversity. I live here in the city. I didn't want to become a Brookfield police officer. I didn't want to become a police officer in Wauwatosa. I'm not from there. I'm a police officer here in Milwaukee. I'm a black police officer here in Milwaukee. He wants to be here.